Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Joshua, chapter 24. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they stood forth before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says Yehovah, the God of Israel, across the river your fathers dwelt from an age, Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from beyond the river, and made him to go through all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And I gave to Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave to Esau Mount Seir to possess it, and Jacob and his sons went down into Egypt. And I sent Moses and Aaron, and I struck Egypt according to that which I did among them. And after this I brought you out. And I brought out your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. And the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Suf Sea, the Red Sea. And they cried to Yehovah, and he placed thick darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea over them and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt, and you dwelt in the wilderness many days. And I brought you into the land of the Amorite, who dwelt beyond Jordan, and they fought with you. And I gave them into your hand, that you might possess their land, and I blotted them out from before you. And Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel, and sent and called for Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. And I was not willing to hearken to Balaam, and blessing he blessed you, and I rescued you from his hand. And you crossed over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the citizens of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite, and the Perizzite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I gave them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, and it drove them out from before you, the two kings of the Amorites, not by thy sword, nor by thy bow. And I gave thee a land for which thou didst not toil, the cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive yards which you did not plant. And now fear Yehovah, and serve him in integrity and in truth, and remove the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve Yehovah. And if it be evil in your eyes to serve Yehovah, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were across the river, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Yehovah."